K1, our community connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. An opportunity for us to focus a little bit on Bartlesville Public Schools. Superintendent Chuck McCauley in this morning for a monthly chat. And you are roughly a week and a day or so from Christmas break, right?
That's right. It's just about upon us. Our kids' last day will be Friday the 21st. And they have a nice break this year, the way the calendar fell. And they'll return on Monday the 7th.
Wow, that is a nice break. Typically, I think I came back on the second or third. So
that's been the typical. Yeah, I think we're going maybe just the way the calendar fell when Christmas fell this year, going through that 21st date. Typically, might get out a few days earlier, but this was worked out well when you can work those 3 weekends in. I think everyone's appreciative of that.
And of course, that's the work of a calendar committee that gets together every year with a couple of board members just to kind of look at how things fall and what the in-service needs for the school district are and everything else.
Yeah, that's right. We approved those a couple of years out. We've already approved our calendar for next year, although they're looking at it. They look at it annually to make sure they don't need to tweak it a little bit more. And we try to approve those by the latest before spring break for the next year so people can make their travel plans.
And that particularly, I think, in a community that can, will, and usually does get out of town for spring break, it's nice if you can, you know, I don't care, catch that cruise or catch that special price 6 months out on some resort someplace, whatever you want to do.
Right, that's exactly right. And we've been the last couple years, we've had that Thanksgiving break has been a full week, which has been a shift for us. And that's one of those we plan to continue, just for anybody out there making plans for that. So, but anyway, our community seems to enjoy that break. So, but yeah, that's we are looking forward to the Christmas break, and it's hard to believe we're ending the semester so quickly. This week actually will be kind of be the ending of lots of our Christmas or winter activities that are going on. Matter of fact, a couple of big concerts are coming on tonight and tomorrow. Our All City Orchestra concert was tonight. In the Fine Arts Center, and so that's where both middle schools and the high schools play. These are free concerts, so the community is welcome to attend. I always enjoy that one, and the band is tomorrow. The All City Band concert is tomorrow, which is Friday evening. And what's nice about those concerts, you get to hear the progression, see the progression from the sixth grade kids, those beginning bands, you know, all the way up to the high school level, and it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, one ensemble that I have heard and seen a lot recently, the jazz choir from the high school, of course, part of last weekend's choral, or I guess 2 weeks ago, choral concert, and they have been several other places around town. I think just due to the nature of who they are and what that ensemble sings, it's nice to get them out in the community.
They do. Margie Green, directing our program, does a wonderful job, and that jazz choir, you see them everywhere. I know they're at my Rotary group here just recently. Might have been this week. I can't remember if that was last or not, but they're everywhere.
Time flies when you're having fun.
It certainly does. You know, on the athletic side, in terms of activities, tomorrow night, actually, Friday, will be their last basketball game. Mm-hmm. We have a home game before Christmas, and we're at home on Friday night. So, and it's their annual throwback game where they play in the Phillips Gym, and I play Bixby tomorrow. So that's so Friday night there'll be a lot going on at the high school. We'll have girls and boys varsity basketball, and then also that band concert will be going on just down the hallway. So it's an opportunity to see a lot of kids. It's always, I think, kind of a special atmosphere when they get to play in the Phillips Gym. I get to do that once a year. The kids are really excited about that.
Not that I have a lot of good things to say about the current gym, but the acoustics, the close-in atmosphere of that other gym, it just works really well.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. It's pretty special, and a lot of historical, a lot of history in that, a lot of success in that. And so our kids have traditionally been very successful, and we'll hope that will continue. Tomorrow night, our winter sports season, our wrestlers will be finishing up their tournament this weekend, I believe, out at Enid, and really proud of our wrestling program. That's a group that hasn't, you know, we have a strong tradition in basketball here. Our community really supports basketball, but Josh Pulsifer and his staff has been here. Our wrestling program is ranked in 6A. Last week they were 15th. I haven't looked this week, but they have a very competitive program. He's really done a good job of building with our younger kids and getting that strong interest. I know last Thursday I was at their last home duel they were, and we were able to watch them be victorious over Vanita. So they're really a lot of fun to watch, and they also compete in the Phillips Gym. And Charlie, before I forget, I want to be sure and mention, just to remind our listeners, if there's anyone that's over 62 years of age and they're interested in coming to any of these home events, they can come to the Education Service Center and pick up a pass. And it's good. They won't have to do that annually. It's good for the, as long as they can keep it, as long as they don't lose it. They just have to prove they live in Bartlesville and they're of age, and we'll get them a pass. And those work for those home events. They don't work like for playoff game or special tournaments, but so if they want to come out, we'd love to have them. You know, it gets dark so early, you might as well come out and enjoy some indoor activities. So want to mention our wrestlers. Also our swim teams. They are right in the middle of their season, and they have a very strong program as always. You know, our girls have won 4 state championships in a row, and our boys teams have the last 7 years, they've been in the top 3 in the state the last 7 years, and that appears like that streak is going to continue. They're training and working hard for their championships that will come up in February. And then our Palm teams, I want to mention them as well. They have a competition actually this weekend, their state competition. It was initially scheduled for last week, but because of the snowmageddon that was scheduled, they...
we've had a lot of fun talking about the snowmageddon, and people have been cutting up paper snowflakes and putting it on their yard to show all the snow that was on their yard and different things. Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is, you know, but they did reschedule that, and so... you know, our Palm girls, they work as hard as any program that we have or any program anywhere, and they're very talented. They'll have some solo competitions tomorrow, and then they'll have their team competitions on Saturday, and we hope they'll come home with some more state championships this weekend.
Yeah, thank you very much. And it's nice to see the attention to the individual sports, swimming, tennis, whichever one you're talking about seasonally. The team sports always get the big press, always have, probably always will. But for those that compete in the individual sports, thank you very much.
Yeah, you bet. I know my own son is a swimmer, and those kids put in a lot of work, and appreciate our community support.
Absolutely. And again, the fine arts programs, I'll just encourage people to go out, pick your program, band, orchestra, choir, the whole match. And, of course, recently you've had some stage productions on the drama side, but those have come and gone.
That's right. There'll be some more coming up in the spring, and so it's a this is kind of a little flurry of activities here tonight and tomorrow, so I was glad I was able to be on today. So if people are interested in catching that, next week, really, at the high school level, that's where they focus on their semester exams, so we have dead week, so there really won't be much going on after hours. And then we'll start back up again in January. And I will put a plug in on back on basketball, back on the team sports, Charlie.
That's okay. Very important.
That's right. Traditionally, we've hosted a boys basketball tournament. It'll be in January this year that ConocoPhillips and RVS sponsors. This year, the girls are also going to be part of the same tournament. So we're really excited about that, the boys and girls tournament. I think it's that second week in January, I believe, that we'll be hosting both teams. And so really, it's a great opportunity. Both teams will play 3 games on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. They'll play all day. There'll be games going on. So really encourage people to come out and support that event.
Absolutely. You can go get your fill of basketball for several days.
That's right.
We are talking with Superintendent McCauley, and we will continue on AM 1400 coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state, and I should know. It's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
Continuing our time this morning with Superintendent Chuck McCauley, talking about things that are or will be coming up at school. Particularly for the secondary students, sleep and good nutrition and all those things. And hit the books and review, but don't hypnotize yourself right out of all the answers. So.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We want them to finish strong and then get some rest, and we'll come back in January and get going with the second semester.
That's okay. Of course, I don't know what all is coming up on the board meeting next week, but sure. I do know that the board has been hearing from all the site principals and just getting a progress report on how things are, whether it's new programs at that particular site or reviewing test scores and just giving a report to the board because they're interested.
That's right. Yeah, we've been through that process where all of our principals and our athletics and activities have been able to give them a progress report. Monday night's board meeting, which will be our regular scheduled December meeting, we'll be spotlighting our cross-country teams for another successful season. Typically, we weren't able to do that in November. They had their banquet at the same time, and so we're proud to have Coach Ayers in and Coach Bennett and those guys to come spotlight our boys and girls teams. They had another successful run. And then also Elliot Smith, who's an assistant principal at the high school. Mm-hmm. He is over our freshman academy and is really just a great young man. And he was named the state assistant principal of the year. Mm-hmm. And that qualifies him to go on to the national competition. And we're going to recognize him. You know, that assistant principal role is a tough position. And he focuses, works specifically with freshmen, which that's a challenging age for kids, you know, where they're coming from middle school to high school. And it can be a tough age for, mm-hmm. for lots of folks. But he loves that age. I'm glad somebody does.
Amen.
And so really proud for him to be honored at that state level. And he represents us so well and thankful for all that he does. He truly does have a servant's heart and works hard with kids. So we look forward to recognizing Elliot.
And of course, moving on and the possibility of moving on to national level recognition.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And so we really think he'll be competitive at that level. You know, he was the one instrumentally when we shifted to the four-year high school. He wanted that role. He wanted to, because we kind of reconfigured our administrative staff, and we felt like there was value in that, there having some consistency in that one administrator to help build relationships for those eighth graders coming into high school. He had experience doing that when he was working at the mid-high. He also taught at that mid-high level, too. Mm-hmm. So really proud of him for wanting to take on that challenge, because it truly is a challenge. And he's done a wonderful job with that. So we wish him the best. He'll get to go to Boston this summer to the national. They have the National Secondary Schools Principals Conference, and it's there this year, and he'll be honored at that level as well. So really proud of Elliot, and look forward to recognizing him Monday night.
Sounds like a great deal. Congratulations for a lot of hard work.
That's exactly right. We have a couple of other reports that we'll talk about on Monday. Past Independence, Claire Bartley is their director, and Gene Jensen's their board president. Mm-hmm. I think everyone knows or should know by now that they are in the Will Rogers School building. They rent that from the school. We have a great relationship with them. You know, it's a private school to serve young people with autism.
If I remember correctly, I may be off on the number, but I think it was about 7 years ago. Gene came in like May talking about a pilot program that they would like to try, mm-hmm. just for the summer to see how it worked. And of course now there's the result of Past to Independence.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And Claire's a former teacher. You know, mm-hmm. she taught for us at Central, and she's gifted in working with some of our special education students. And so I think they have around 50 kids, give or take a couple, mm-hmm. is what they are. And we partner with, obviously they rent our building, but we also work with them any chance we can, because there's more and more kids that seem to be on that spectrum, and they do a wonderful job working with the kids. I know Claire, she'll come participate in January. We have an in-service day on Martin Luther King Day, and that's one of the options for teachers to choose, to spend a session with Claire on some tips on how to work with kids that are on that spectrum. But she's going to come on Monday just to give an update of from what's going on at PTI. I know they're in the process of doing some fundraising to do some facility upgrades to that building, which we're on board with. It'll be nothing if they... that would harm the building, and matter of fact, to bring value to it. And so she wanted to share that with the board.
Part of the results of their Dancing with the Stars.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Which I did vote for Kyle Hubbard. I did donate for Kyle Hubbard. I met that CEO Hubbard, and he did his hip-hop dance is legendary. So I hope that it's out there on YouTube, that everyone will take an opportunity to see RVS CEO President's hip-hop dance.
I don't think it only runs about 4 minutes, so you can take a little bit of time to watch that. It is fun.
It is fun, too. But they're also, we're going to talk some about, I know that Claire and Jason Langham, who's on our staff, that's our executive director of special services in high school, talking about some additional partnership kit where possibly some of our younger kids, it might have the option to have more kids that where they'd spend some time at over at the past independent school. When you get to that public-private partnerships, there's some It can be challenging to work through, but we continue to work through because we think it's best for some kids. And so we're going to be talking about that on Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds like an active board meeting.
Yeah, it is. And we, you know, as well, we have a, we're going to be talking about, as we, from a budget standpoint, you know, things are at the statewide level. Things are looking more positive there. Mm-hmm. Visiting with legislators, we are confident that there will be some additional funding for common education. We're glad that the state's doing well and there's an opportunity for that, realizing there's also other needs at the state level.
And I think the public should know that the board regularly meets with our local legislative team, at least for the three that represent Bartlesville, that they have the opportunity to communicate with each other.
That's exactly right. Matter of fact, tomorrow morning, Charlie, we're going to meet with them. And this will be our first meeting with Representative Strom. Mm-hmm. Well, he's officially in his capacity. We met with Senator Daniels and Representative Fincher 2 months ago before the election. And on that, so as we talk about, we've been working hard with our staff on, as we get healthier budget-wise, we want to make sure we're strategic in where we put those resources that they're getting into the classroom. One area we know we want to work on is our elementary class sizes. That's a given. That's going to take some time to get those numbers where we want them. Currently average is about 23 is our elementary average teacher per student. But we have a few spots that are larger than that we want to address immediately. And then secondly, we're also talking about a new program that we're going to update. We're going to highlight Monday night that for next year. It's basically an elementary alternative program. And it's for kids that have experienced trauma. You might have heard some news about that this past year. Mm-hmm. About our kids that really need some additional support.
Sure.
Diane Martinez has worked with Grand Lake Mental Health. They currently have, on almost all of our school sites, they have a full-time employee currently. But what we're talking about next year is a new program where we'd have a couple of employees from Grand Lake, as well as a teacher, for us, and an assistant to work with a small number of kids that struggle. And so where they've experienced trauma and they really need some additional help, and not just school help, but they need some additional help on that counseling side to help get them on the right road for their future. And it's something that we're hoping to get started with, you know, probably have it split up where we have 10 to 12 for the younger kids on a half-day program, and then the other half-day would be the older elementary kids in that program. So we could serve up to 24 kids next year, which is a type of resource that we haven't been able to consider just because of the funding. And so that's one of the things that we're moving forward with, along with those class sizes.
And just to clarify for the public, I think many people, when you use the word trauma, we immediately think physical, but that's not necessarily true.
That's exactly right. What we've had is more and more kids have experienced some sort of trauma. It's not just physical, some of that, or they've seen things, heard things, experienced in their own home, and so therefore, when you come into a school setting, it's a challenge for them. And the reality is, we have more and more kids, and it's not just in Bartlesville; it's a statewide issue. In fact, in working with the State Department, we found there's really what we're talking about doing. There's nothing like that out there, so we're getting started. This is not a fix-all, but we need to get started somewhere because we've heard from our. I mean, this is a need. Our elementary teachers need some support with some of these kids that are struggling. Our parents need it. So we're looking forward to rolling out a new program next year.
Gee whiz, Bartlesville leading the way again.
We're making a run at it, Charlie. I appreciate that, too. We'll also have a continue. I anticipate probably on all future bond meetings, board meetings, having at least some discussion about a future bond issue election. Mm-hmm. There won't be much to talk about this month. We're in the process of internally on that issue, internally discussing what our requests are for that bond election. We came out of our last, we had some really robust discussion in our last meetings, and our path forward will be, we know that we need to make sure our infrastructure is taken care of with bond funds, which is going to be about $3.5 to $4 million a year annually. Mm-hmm. We're in good shape for the next 2 years, but we know we need to have those for things like, you can't use for personnel, but things like technology and maintenance, textbooks, curriculum, those type of things. So we need to have those available for us, making sure we're maintaining our buildings. And then beyond that, there may be some things that we'll need to do. For example, like we know we plan to start an ag program next year that we have never had in Bartlesville. So probably within a couple of years, we'd like to have a building for them. We're talking about building something. And really, just so everyone, the community knows, we're talking about something on the south end of the high school campus that would be by the indoor facility that will look nice. It's not a barn. I mean, we're talking about a classroom space, about a 4,000 square foot building is what we're talking about. So that's what we're talking about. That would be an example of something that would be included.
And I in a past program, you and I have talked about this before, but it bears repeating since you brought up the topic. You're looking more agribusiness, the business of, as opposed to production agriculture.
That's exactly. There's multiple types of agriculture. I think here, you know, that leadership component of it will be a strong point, you know, in terms of the public speaking. Mm-hmm. You know, if you know me.
Having interviewed FFA students and 4-H'ers for a long time, they are always well-spoken. They are always extremely polite people. The training that you get in that type of program, not that you don't already have a good forensics program as far as debate and public speaking from that standpoint, but this is just one more way to get it
done. That's exactly right, Charlie. And I just think we'll be able to reach more kids that way. There might be some people immediately think of animals when they think of ag, but that's not all what it's all about. And so we think there'll be some kids that would never enroll in be part of a competitive debate team. However, they might have some interest in something on the ag side, and that ability to talk to other adults and to explain things and to get points across, that's the reality. That's the real world, and that's we're excited about having that opportunity for our kids.
Well, it's a great opportunity, then something that I think will just add one more dimension to what goes on in the district. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we're excited about that opportunity. And then also wanted to mention that we'll be doing our annual or district audit report. We do that in December typically, and they'll be coming in to give our board an update on that as well.
Okay. Well, again, one more opportunity to simply invite the public to one of your board meetings and see what goes on. It's not always the best spectator sport, but it's always interesting to learn how government works, particularly in the education system.
That's right. We're really fortunate. We have next month, actually, a school board appreciation month, but we do have we did have one seat up this year, which mm-hmm. was Allison Clark's seat, and she ran unopposed.
All of the districts in the county were unopposed. So.
Which we're pleased that we don't have to help pay for an election. So far, just has that little budget piece, too. But Allison's done a wonderful job for us. She's real involved with the Kane Elementary Parent Support Group, and we're glad that she's able to serve 4 more years with us.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And again, go attend one of the concerts or go see a basketball game, or since both are going to be going on at the same time, go back and forth.
That's right. Merry Christmas, Charlie.
Merry Christmas. Chuck McCauley with us on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. That's our community connection today.
When's the last time you heard or saw something that stirred you so deeply that you were willing to go all in? Merry Christmas, everybody. It's Caleb from the Northfield Radio Program. When human beings know that there's something of great value, they tend to throw everything they've got into that thing. In Matthew chapter 13, verses 44 through 46, it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like this, a treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. And then with great joy, he went and sold all that he had to buy the field." Think about that. If you found an incredible treasure and you knew where it was and you were the only one that